East Sac County boys basketball team with a resounding 65-28 victory over at Newell Fonda. And a couple of sophomores are up here for the Raiders to give us their thoughts on the game. First of all, it's the big guy, Brandon Clare, 12 points. Brandon, how about the start to this game? Could you have imagined 26-0 run to begin things?
You can never really tell. We got really hot, you know, passed the ball around, hit the middle, passed it right back out, sending solid screens, cutting. You know, everything was really working for us. We were a solid unit.
You were indeed. Only 5 games into the season, but do you feel like you're really finding your groove as a team at this point already?
Well, we came out, we're starting out young, like a lot of young players, but the more we play together, like practice, we go at it, we go hard, you know, pushing, shoving, you know, we get after it. And it's really starting to show on the court playing as a team.
It's starting to come together. You had 12 points. What have you individually especially focused on in your second year suiting up varsity?
Well, as a freshman, my left hand, I could dribble, but I couldn't really finish with it. I worked a lot on my left hand finishing over the summer.
And the individual game of Brandon Clare starting to show itself with the 12 points here tonight. And next up, you will be at Pocahontas Area Lorenz Marathon on Tuesday. And they've got a kid by the name of Austin Roatman who stands 6'6", 6'7". So you'll have your hands full with him, I imagine.
Definitely. He's a great player. I guarded him last year. He dropped 16 on me.
Yeah.
And it was really hard. He's a good player. But I think as a unit, we're great man-to-man defense. It'll be a good matchup.
Are you adjusting well personally to the more man-to-man that coach has employed this year?
Well, as you know, the assistant coach, my father, and me and my friend Ryan Belcock and Connor Crabb, we all grew up playing man-to-man from fourth grade to probably, well, last year. So it's really nothing new. It's just putting together as a team.
What's it mean having dad on the bench with you?
It's kind of funny, but it's different. Like, through AAU, I never really saw him. He was out in the crowd, but he wasn't really on the bench, so just still adjusting back to it.
Brandon Clare, certainly a part of great Raiders' effort tonight as they beat Newell Fonda 65-28. Thanks, Brandon. Congrats.
Thank you. Go enjoy.
And we've got another, and that being Brandon's sophomore classmate, Ryan Belcock. 13 points, a 3 included, Ryan. How did you feel about your individual performance here tonight? Are you starting to find your range shooting the basketball? Feel comfortable out there in that regard?
Yeah, I'm starting to feel a lot more comfortable. Like, this year, my first real start, it was very different. I was really nervous, but I've started to really adjust.
Did it take you real long to shake off any jitters you might have had stepping into the starting lineup on this season?
Yeah, it's really like, I don't know, I've shut off a lot of jitters being able to start.
Yeah, 5 games in now, I'm sure you're getting rid of all that and finding your place out there for sure, and 13 points here tonight. And what about this defensive effort? What made it so good against Newell Fonda? 26-0 lead you jumped off to.
We were just a really good unit. We worked together. Coach always talks about that in practice, that we have to be a team and a unit, and that's what we did tonight.
Yeah, Brandon said that coming up through the ranks, you guys have played a lot of man-to-man. Coach Bontrager, known for the 2-3 over the years, so that certainly had to help. And entering a defensive system that you're certainly familiar with.
Yeah, he just wanted to make a change and wanted to make us play tougher.
Well, what did he tell you after this game? Were there any faults that coach could find in the effort tonight, or what did he say?
He was really just happy with our performance and how good we played as a team.
As he should be, as East Sac County wins it handily over at Newell Fonda tonight. Ryan Belcock joining us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy. Congratulations.
Thank you.